This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by our weekend television show, This Week in Agribusiness. The study done shows that extremists on genetically modified foods are the ones who know the least, but think they know the most. I'll talk about it after this. Not many things matter more to the farmer and rancher than the weather. That's totally out of our control in agriculture, but the producer can often take steps to adjust to the weather if they have a better handle on the forecast. That's why on our weekend television show, This Week in Agribusiness, we present every week a four-week agriculture weather forecast. As meteorologist Greg Solier brings his years of experience to our television show in a one-of-a-kind outlook on every episode of our broadcast, including this weekend. Our visit also always includes a discussion on something else crucial to farmers, the agriculture markets. That's on This Week in Agribusiness, seen each weekend across the nation from the coast of California to the coast of the Carolinas on some 120 local television stations. And we're seen four times a weekend on the popular rural satellite and cable channel, RFD-TV. We hope you'll tune in this weekend. Check your local listings for This Week in Agribusiness. So, you're a believer in and a proponent of genetically modified foods, genetically enhanced crops, because the science supports your position. But this is very interesting. The research done by the University of Colorado researchers and scholars shows the people who most oppose genetically modified foods know the least about the science behind them. Well, you might have suspected that. But there's more to this. It was a representative survey of U.S. residents, and the researchers measured three things: the respondents' attitudes about genetically modified foods, their scientific literacy, and their self-assessment of their knowledge on the topic. And the researchers found that the more extreme a person's opposition, the more likely they were to think they were knowledgeable about the subject. But they scored lower on the scientific literacy component. A marketing professor and a lead author on this study, a marketing professor at the University of Colorado, Philip Fernbach, who published this report, which also included findings, I might add, from the University of Toronto, the University of Pennsylvania, and Washington University in St. Louis, said, on the one hand, the results are pretty perverse because the extremists are the ones who know the least but think they know the most. He said, on the other hand, because I've been studying this topic for a while, I know there's quite a bit of research that suggests that extreme beliefs sometimes stem from this overestimation of knowledge. He said there are many reasons people are opposed to genetically modified foods, but Fernbach and the other authors argue that the opposition is so strong because the most extreme people often think they have a better understanding than they do. And, of course, the scientific consensus is that genetically modified foods are safe for human consumption. I'll be back after this.